let's head back to the gym for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome back to the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest tonight as we get set for game number two, the boys' game between the Adams Central Patriots and the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. First ball game was won by Grand Island Northwest as they blast Adams Central in a girls' game tonight, 76-31. The Vikings led at halftime 36-11, and they go on to win 76-31 in the ball game tonight. Josie Bumgarner scored 10 points for Adams Central. Mackenzie Brown had 24 for Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots are now 4-10 in the season. They'll get ready for Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Grand Island Northwest are now 12-1 in the season. They will play the Hastings High Tigers next Friday. Got the boys game coming up next between Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots coming a record of 9 wins and 4 losses on the season. Adams Central splitting their two ball games last week, losing to Arcadia Loup City on the road 52-42. Then he came back on Saturday night and beat St. Paul by a score of 62-37. Grand Island Northwest, they come in with a mark of 4 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Vikings played Tuesday night against Hastings St. Cecilia and lost to the Blue Hawks by a score of 44-38. That game was tied up at 38 points apiece late in the fourth quarter before St. Cecilia scores the final 6 points of the ball game. So St. Cecilia beat this team 44-38 on Tuesday. Northwest has lost 4 games in a row. They've also dropped a game to York last Saturday night, 56-27. They lost to Columbus Lakeview 53-51. They lost to Grand Island Central Catholic 37-29 during the month of January so far. So since the calendar is flipped to 2014, the Vikings have not tasted the victory column yet, losing 4 straight games. They've lost 6 out of the last 7. They won 1 game at the Wayne Holiday Basketball Tournament on December the 30th when they beat Pender by 40, 71-31. They lost a couple of games in that tournament to Laurel Concord, 45-44 in overtime, and to West Point Beamer by a score of 50-36. Both of these teams played in the same holiday tournament but did not face each other during that weekend in December up at Wayne. So they're squaring off here, a regular season matchup between the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest and the Patriots of Adams Central here tonight. Good crowd on hand here at the Rosencrantz Gym for this one. Vikings going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Adams Central is going to be in their blue uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red. One of the loudest gyms we've been in all season long, I guarantee you. So Grand Island Northwest looking to break a 4-game losing streak here tonight. A team that's averaging 44.5 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 44.5 in the defensive end. Adams Central is averaging 56.6 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 44.5 in the defensive end. One side note here for Adams Central, Garrett Sittner, he will not play tonight for Adams Central. He's a 6'1" sophomore who has been averaging 8.6 points and 4 rebounds per game. He is down with a flu, and he will not play tonight. The flu bug is going to make its way around the campus of Adams Central. We missed a couple of girls because of the flu tonight and did not play, and now Garrett Sittner was the latest player that will not see action here tonight for the Adams Central Patriots in this important ball game against the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth, many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. We'll give you the starters for, well, first of all, we're going to have the playing of the national anthem here again tonight. Had it before the girls' ball game earlier. Now we're going to have the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball action tonight with the Vikings and the Patriots getting set to go at it. Now the playing of the national anthem, and it's basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Thank you.
now, then we'll get you the starting lines for Grand Island Northwest here tonight. Derek McNeilis is a starter, is 6'4" and senior. He's really their go-to player here on this basketball team. McNeilis is averaging 13 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. He scored 16 the other night against Easting St. Cecilia. Also, Trevor Schleep getting his start. Schleep is a 6'4" and senior. He's averaging 4.4 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Jason Schultes is a 6'2" and senior. He's averaging 3 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Brooke Brown is a 6'4" and sophomore. Brown is averaging 3.4 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. And Garrett Kep is the other starter, 6'6" and a senior. Kep is averaging 9 points and 7.6 rebounds per game. He leads the team in block shots with 11. The Adams Central Patriots here tonight. They will go with a starting lap that looks like this. Again, David Boland will get a start. Boland is 6 foot and a freshman, averaging 14.6 points and 5.4 rebounds per game, also averaging 2.7 assists per ball game. Tyler Wormstead will get a start tonight, a 5'10" and sophomore. Wormstead averaging 7.3 points and 3 rebounds per game. Tevin Anderson is a 6 foot senior. Anderson averaging 7 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Sam Lindblad is 6'6" and a senior. Lindblad is averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Evan Lindblad is the other starter, a 6'5" junior. Evan is averaging 6.9 points and 7.7 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Adams Central is 9-4 on the season. The Vikings of Grand Island Northwest at 4-8. And the head coach of the Vikings is Ryan Rathke. He's been around a long time. He spent several years up at Centura before moving on here several years ago to Grand Island Northwest. He's always got a little wrinkle in his game plan against opposing teams. And we'll see what he comes up with here tonight against the Patriots of Adams Central. Adams Central shoots to our basket to our left tonight. As we view it from the side court here at the Rosencrantz Gym, into the center circle will be Schleep for Grand Island Northwest. Lindblad for Adams Central, and the ball is controlled by the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. Very patient ball club here, and they're averaging about 44 points per ball game. They like to work with a good shot. Here's Travis Schleep, free throw line extended left side. Goes out on top. Here's a long-range jumper by Brown that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad for Adams Central. Lindblad gets it away to David Boland, the sharp-shooting freshman guard. Here's Anderson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tap is picked up here by Sam Lindblad. Sam Lindblad down in the corner to Wormstead. His shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Tyler Wormstead knocks down a three. He is playing tonight in place of Garrett Sittner, who will not play this evening. 3-0 is the score. Adams Central grabs the early lead here with the Vikings. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Evan Lindblad. First turnover on the Vikings. There's Tevin Anderson. Cross-court pass to Wormstead. Down in the corner left side. Wormstead bounce pass down low to Sam Lindblad on a low block on the left side. Lindblad brings it out into three-point territory on the dribble. Comes out to Kyler Wormstead now, who directs a little traffic. Goes over to Boland. Boland here in the center of the floor. Runs the offense. Comes over to Wormstead on the wing. Back out to the top of the key. Sam Lindblad dribbles once. Now to Boland. Still 25 feet away from the basket. Comes over to Wormstead. Wormstead backs her on out here in three-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Boland. Fakes the three. Boland still on the dribble out here. It's a 3-0 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's Wormstead for three. Shot is up there. He buries that one from a different area. Wormstead from the far sideline. He scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. It's 6-0. Adams Central out on top. Here's Schleep with the ball. Schleep comes out to a Garrett Kep. Kep now out near the 10-second line. Schultes has got it. He's double-teamed. There's a pass over here on the near sideline to Schleep. Cross-court pass down on the low block left side. Traveling violation. Driving the baseline was Derek McNeilis. He's whistled for the traveling violation as he took it to the hoop. Two turnovers on Grand Island Northwest. 6-0 is the score. Adams Central out on top of Grand Island Northwest here in this one. Back with the basketball is going to be David Boland. He gets some instructions from head coach Zach Foster down here on the Adams Central bench. Boland back in the offensive zone to Wormstead on the right sideline. High post to Sam Lindblad. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it down to Evan Lindblad on the low block on the left side. Evan Lindblad hands it away. Wormstead again out here in three-point territory. Wormstead back door. They get it to Tevin Anderson. Shot good. Wormstead with the assist. Tevin Anderson gets the field goal, and the Patriots are out on top by a score of 8-0. Pressure again by Adams Central here in backcourt. A little zone pressure here for the Patriots. There's McNeilis down in the left corner. Cross-court pass comes over here to Schleep. His shot from three is no good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up here by Lindblad. That's Evan Lindblad with the rebound. Gets it away to Bolin. Down the near sideline for the Patriots. Bolin dribbles behind his back. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. And the defensive rebound comes out of Jason Schultes. He runs her back the other way for the Vikings. He goes all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. Good. Jason Schultes scores there for Northwest. So the Vikings are on the scoreboard. Took him about 3 minutes or so to get on the scoreboard. It's now 8-2. Here's Wormstad with the ball. Tyler Wormstad with it now for Adams Central. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Wormstad gets it out to David Bolin. David Bolin now uses a Wormstad screen. Moves it to the top of the key. On the dribble. Still with the ball. Here's a bounce pass that can be intercepted. Trying to get it to Evan Lindblad, and the ball is intercepted. First turnover on Adams Central. 3 turnovers on Northwest so far. Schultes drives to the basket. We got a foul call on Bolin. Bolin knocked down, but he picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first team foul on the Patriots here in this first half of play. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's an 8-2 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Into the ball game now for Northwest will be Isaiah Dawes. And going out will be Garrett Kemp. Northwest plays things in. They come over here to McNeilis. Free throw line extended right side. McNeilis hands the ball away. Back here is going to be Jason Schultes. He'll bring things out into 3 points here. It's going now runs the offense on the wing on the right side. There's an entry pass to get it to Dawes. Kicks it back out. Wide open. A shot from the left wing. A shot up there. No good by Brooke Brown. And the rebound is loose. Wormstad grabs it in the corner. Kyler Wormstad runs her back the other way for the Patriots. Weaves between a couple of defenders. Takes the ball down to Lindblad in the lane. Goes out to Tevin Anderson in the corner to the right side. Dribbles up on the block. Here's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted there by Grant Allen Northwest. Coming back the other way. Driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Brooke Brown. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Here's Tevin Anderson back the other way for the Patriots. Tevin Anderson moves the ball down to the baseline. Foul is going to be called on Schultes. Jason Schultes is hit with a personal foul for Northwest. That's going to be his first team foul on the Vikings here in the first half of play. And in the ball game now, Christian Ellsworth for Grand Island Northwest. Coming in for Adams Central is going to be Alex Keller. Sam Lindblad will check out for the Patriots. 4:06 to play, first quarter. 8-2 the score. Adams Central is out on top, and now we have got a timeout called here from Ryan Rathke and the crew at Grand Island Northwest. So the Vikings call a timeout. We've got 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Northwest trailing Adams Central. It's the Patriots 8, the Vikings 2.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Boys High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. Adams Central out of the gates early. 8-2 is the score. AC will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wormstad has got it. He'll trigger things in. Comes way out on top now to Tevin Anderson as he grabs the ball right at the 10-second line. Back to Wormstad. Wormstad down the left side of the lane. He goes for the goal. There's a fake and we got a traveling violation. Wormstad with a stop just left of the basket there and he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be 3 turnovers on Adams Central so far in the ball game. Here comes Buzz Niederklein into the ball game now for AC. Coming out, it's going to be Tevin Anderson. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-2 is the score. Adams Central out on top. A couple of three-pointers by Wormstad and a field goal by Tevin Anderson has got the Patriots off and rolling here in this ball game. Here's Jason Schultes with the ball now for Grand Island Northwest. Schultes on the high post. They get it to Dawes. He drives it down the lane. A shot from 10 feet away is no good. Rebound Brown and his shot is up and in. Brooke Brown grabs the offensive board and a putback. And it's an 8-4 ball game now. Adams Central is out on top by 4 points. David Bolin comes back with the basketball for AC. Bolin goes over to Wormstad. Free throw line extended right side. Wormstad thinks about the three-pointer. Now drives the ball. It's back down in the corner. Nearly thrown out of bounds. Keller picks it up for AC. Out of Lindblad. Out to Wormstad. Down in the corner on the left side to Niederklein. Buzz Niederklein takes the ball into the lane. Kicks it back down in the corner again. With the ball down there is going to be Alex Keller. Brings it up high. Bounce pass comes out into three-point territory to Lindblad. Dribbles it to the left side of the lane. Ten-footer is partially deflected by Dawes. Ball is brought out of there by Brooke Brown. Brown has got the ball now for Grand Island Northwest to Schultes. Schultes moves the ball down to Dawes. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. A short little baseline jumper there by Isaiah Dawes would not go. Patriots come back the other way. Here's Bolin for three. Shot is up there. No good. Dawes with a rebound. Isaiah Dons has got it for the Vikings. Gets it away now to Jason Schultes into the forecourt. Down to Brown. Cross-court pass goes over to Ellsworth. He drives the baseline. Ellsworth goes up for the shot. Going to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Alex Keller of Adams Central. And now we got a timeout from the Patriots. So Zach Foster calls the timeout now. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Back with more after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Protein Design.
1230 KHAS.
8-4 the score. Adams Central is out on top. Patriots have the basketball here in quarter number one. Here's David Bolin with it. David Bolin out here in three-point territory behind his screen from Sam Lindblad. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Runs into traffic. Gets it out to Tevin Anderson. Anderson nearly travels with the ball. Now to a Buzz Niederklein at the top of the circle. Niederklein stops, looking, goes over to Bolin on the far sideline. David Bolin down on the baseline, circles around underneath the basket, goes to Tevin Anderson. His short little jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. Vikings have the ball. Garrett Kep getting the rebound down the far sideline to Christian Ellsworth. Out on top again to Garrett Kep, swings it right side. Travis Schleep with the ball. Travis Schleep lobs the ball inside, grabbing the ball there, shooting and scoring. No, he misses the shot. McNeilis, he gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Ball bounced out of there for Derek McNeilis on his first try. He got his offensive rebound and a putback, and it's now an 8-6 ball game. Northwest has scored the last three baskets here in the ball game. After Adams Central jumped out to an early 8-0 lead. There's a shot from the deep left corner. His shot's going to be up there no good. That's Lindblad. Rebound comes down to McNeilis. And now the Vikings can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Here's Christian Ellsworth. He'll take a three. His shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes right down to the hands of Sam Lindblad. Lindblad gets it away now to Buzz Niederklein. Niederklein down to David Bolin. He'll bring things into the offensive zone with under 50 seconds to go here. David Bolin drives it into the lane, kicks it out to Anderson. Baseline jumper. Bing! Kevin Anderson, it's a three-pointer there for Adams Central. He's got 5 points in the ball game. That makes the score 11-6 in favor of the Patriots. Here's a Christian Ellsworth with the ball now for Grand Island Northwest. They get it in the lane to Garrett Kep. He falls down with the ball, but a foul is going to be called. Garrett Kep trying to force his way to the basket there, and he's fouling the play here. It's going to be on the Patriots. It's going to be on Tevin Anderson. That's going to be his first. Tevin Anderson picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation, it'll be Grand Island Northwest playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Schultes will trigger things in for GI Northwest. They get it into the left baseline. A shot is up there, no good by Brooke Brown, and the rebound comes down here to Lindblad. Sam Lindblad has got the ball for Adams Central. Down to David Bolin. Bolin brings things into the offensive zone with 20 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, David Bolin with it. Down to Sam Lindblad. High right side. Lindblad gets it to Evan Lindblad. Top of the key. Hands it away to Bolin. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off the front iron. No good. Long rebound. Tevin Anderson grabs it. Anderson's pass is going to be tipped away from Wormstead. It's picked up by Brown. He drives, shoots, misses. No good. Hollow try. No good. Rebound Anderson. Tevin Anderson grabs it, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Northwest with a couple of shots there at the end. They can't convert. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, it's Adams Central 11, Grand Island Northwest 6.
Say it. flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow, Hastings College and Morningside from the Osborne Sports Complex. The women's matchup, a matchup of two top 10 nationally ranked teams. Hastings College men's team is ranked. Morningside's men's team is receiving votes in the latest poll. So a big day for the Mustangs and the Broncos tomorrow. Their time will be at 1:45, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action right here on 1230 KHIS. 11-6 is the score. Adams Central has got a 5-point lead to begin the second quarter of play. Here's Wormstad at the top of the key. Grand Island Northwest is a man-to-man defense. Comes across the top. Sam Lindblad holds it. Out of Wormstad again. Tyler dribbling with the ball. Tyler comes over here on the left side. Now drives it toward the goal. He throws up an off-balance shot. It's no good. Collision and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to go on Tyler Wormstad on the charge. Wormstad is hit with his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 2 on the Patriots. Actually, team foul number 3 on the Patriots here in this first half. 11-6 is the score. Adams Central now attacking right at the 10-second line. McNeilis has got the ball. McNeilis now to Schultes. Schultes dribbling the ball out here against David Bolin. Schultes picks up the dribble, sends it down in the corner, bombs away for 3. Shot is up there, no good by Schleep, and the rebound comes down to Anderson. Anderson's a far sideline to David Bolin. Here come the Patriots. He's hit from behind and a foul called. David Bolin leading the break back the other way for the Patriots is hit from behind. A personal foul is going to be called here on Brooke Brown of Northwest. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Vikings. 7:17 to play in the second quarter. 11-6 to score. Adams Central out on top. Here's Tevin Anderson with the ball. One dribble. Sends it over here to Sam Lindblad. Lindblad hands it away. That's Wormstad with the ball. Wormstad now to Evan Lindblad. He dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now moves it over there on the right sideline. Lindblad circles around underneath the basket. Here's a pass deflected, and now he's out of bounds. He circled around underneath the basket there. And now the other official coming in. I think the pass ricocheted off of the glass back there. He tried to get the ball back in the baseline, but the back of the glass is out of play. And it's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. That's their fourth turnover here in this first half of play. The Vikings have 3. The Patriots have a 5-point lead. 11-6 to score. Here's a Brooke Brown with it. Goes on a high post to get it to Garrett Kemp. There's a shot put up there on the baseline. It's going to be no good there by Brooke Brown as the ball comes ricocheting out of there. And Brown comes down with a rebound out here in 3-point territory. He takes it away from Patriot. There's Jason Schultes with the ball. Jason Schultes dribbling out here in 3-point territory. Goes over in the high left side to Brooke Brown. He holds it high above his head. Down to Travis Schleep as they move it down in the corner. Jason Schultes, he works over there against Bolin. Bounce pass goes inside to McNeilis. His shot is up there over Lindblad. No good. Rebound Lindblad. Evan gets the board there for the Patriots. To David Bolin, now to Anderson, down on the baseline. Tevin Anderson runs out of bounds. Tevin Anderson had his momentum all carrying him forward there, and he just runs out of bounds. That's 5 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ballgame. 6-11 to play in the first half. 11-6 to score. Adams Central leading. The Patriots looks like a 1-2-2 zone pressure here. Northwest breaks it easily as they bring it into the offensive scoring zone here. Jason Schultes dribbling with the ball against David Bolin out here in 3-point territory. Schultes down in the corner to Brooke Brown. 200 pass comes back out on top to Jason Schultes. David Bolin staring him down defensively. Here's Brooke Brown. Free throw line extended right side. Top of the key now to Schleep. Over to Jason Schultes. Top of the key again to Brooke Brown. 200 pass goes down in the corner. Just passing the ball around the perimeter. Now they throw the ball out of bounds. Schleep had it in the deep right corner trying to come back out into 3-point territory and a miscommunication there. 4 turnovers on Grand Island Northwest. Here come the Patriots back. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the second quarter, 11-6. Tevin Anderson has got it down for the Patriots. Gets it away now to Kyler Wormstad. Wormstad dribbling the ball out here against a Travis Schleep. Wormstad hit a couple of three-pointers early for AC. Now he drives it toward the goal. He leaves it down here to Lindblad. Cross-court pass goes over to Anderson on the wing. Cranks up the three ball. The shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Northwest. There's Jason Schultes with the ball. Left-handed dribble. Gets it ahead. And the ball nearly tipped out of bounds. Now we got a foul called. Tevin Anderson was over here for AC. I think Tevin was the last to touch it. They're going to say it just went out of bounds and no foul called here. So Northwest will play things in. Down in the corner, that's going to be Travis Schleep with the ball. Schleep gets it out to Brooke Brown. Out here in three-point territory to Jason Schultes. He'll set things up. Over to Travis Schleep on the wing. Back around to the left wing now. Brooke Brown holds the ball. Top of the key to Schultes. Back here on the right side to Schleep. Top of the key, McNeilis throws up a three. Way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to AC. Adam Central with the board. That's Sam Lindblad. As he gets things away, down to Kyler Wormstad. Here come the Patriots. Nobody has scored yet here in quarter number two. We're down to 4.5 minutes to go. 11-6 is the score. Patriots on and top. Sam Lindblad with the ball. Down to David Bullen. David Bullen goes over there on the far side to Wormstad for three. Shot is good. Kyler Wormstad hits his third three-pointer in the ball game. He had been hitting only 34% of his three-pointers this year. Now he's hit three here tonight in the first half against GI Northwest. It's now a 14-6 ball game. Here's a pass deflected down by Lindblad, and the ball is recovered by Adam Central. Bolin coming back the other way to the goal. His shot is going to be docked down. Battle for the rebound is going to be brought down here by the Vikings, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Schultes as he runs over Sam Lindblad down here on the baseline. Schultes is hit with an offensive charging foul as he came out of there on the dribble. Schultes is hit with the offensive charging foul. That's going to be a turnover on Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be team foul number three on the Vikings. It's going to be Adam Central inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Garrett Rapke not happy with the last call. He thought maybe the Patriots shoved off there. That's not going to be the case as AC will inbound the ball. Here's a Wormstad loses control of the dribble over there on the wing on the right side. Sends over to Bolin. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound battle for and is brought down here by Derek McNeilis. McNeilis now to Jason Schultes into the forecourt to McNeilis down in the corner. That's Brooke Brown with the ball. Brooke Brown picked up there by Tevin Anderson. Wide open. Schleep from the top of the circle. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson for AC. Anderson gets the ball away to Bolin. Now to Wormstad for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Kyler Wormstad, one-man wrecking crew tonight for the Patriots. He's got 12 points on 4 three-pointers. And now we've got a timeout from Grand Island Northwest. Adam Central has opened up a 17-6 lead here in the second quarter. So a couple of three-pointers by Kyler Wormstad. That's been the scoring here in period number two. We've got a break courtesy of the Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. The Crozier Park Pharmacy located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. 3:20 left in the first half. It's Adam Central 17, Grand Island Northwest 6.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest, 17-6 to score. Adam Central is out on top. Here's a Christian Ellsworth with the ball. They go back door, driving for the hole. It's Brown. His shot's no good. He misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Anderson. Anderson gets it to Bullen now into the forecourt for AC. Now he loses control of the dribble. It comes out near the 10-second line. The scramble is on. Northwest has got it. Northwest has got the ball. Here's Garrett Kemp. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. He's fouled into play here by Wormstad. Bullen just lost control of the ball out there. Northwest shakes the ball loose and comes down with it. And now we got a foul called, and Garrett Kemp will go to the free throw line for Northwest. A 56% foul shooter in this season. Garrett Kemp, 17 out of 30, as he will toe the mark here. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's the first free throw of the night that we've had. Northwest, 57% from the line this year as a team. They're hitting 39% of their field goals and 25% from three-point territory. 17-7, Adam Central with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Garrett Kemp hits a couple of free throws. That makes it 17-8. Here in the second quarter with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here's David Bolin with the ball. Bolin sends it deep in the corner to the right side. That's Alex Keller, who's back in the ball game. Drives the baseline, a little short five-footer off of the baseline is good. Alex Keller scores. He's got 2 points. Now 19-8. Adams Central the lead. 2:38 to play here in the second quarter. With the ball is going to be Brooke Brown. Out of the near sideline, Christian Ellsworth moves it down to McNeilis. This shot's going to be blocked down by Lindblad. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Boland. Lindblad with a block. That's Evan Lindblad getting his pieces on the ball there from Derek McNeilis. Here's Boland, sends it down to Lindblad on the right sideline. Lindblad dribbles and hands it away. That's going to be Alex Keller with the ball. Down to Boland from the corner. Three-pointer, bang. David Boland hits a three-pointer for Adams Central. The Patriots with 5 3-pointers make that 6 3-pointers here in the first half. It's now a 22-8 ball game. Northwest trailing in the contest. Here's a Riley Glaus is into the ball game down to the high post. That's kept driving down the lane. Collision, and a foul is going to be called here. Three players hit the deck, and the officials look at one another, and we're going to have a foul called here. It's going to go on Northwest. It's going to go on Garrett Kemp on the charge. Second charge of this second quarter on the Vikings. Kemp picking up a foul there. That's going to be his first. 1 minute, 54 seconds to play in the second quarter, 22-8. Adams Central out on top. Here comes Wormstadt back into the ball game now for AC. Also checking in, Sam Lindblad. Evan Lindblad will come out. Here comes Buzz Niederklein out of the ball game. 1:54 to play in the first half. Adams Central leading by a score of 22-8. Patriots led at the end of the first quarter, 11-6. Boland with the ball, now to Wormstadt, back out to Boland. David Boland behind his screen from Sam Lindblad, moves it to the left side of the lane, drives it toward the goal, and shot it up there and in. David Boland scores again. He's got 5 points in the ball game. The freshman averaging 14.6 per ball game so far this season. It's now a 24-8 ball game. Adams Central with the lead. Patriots hawking the ball here. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Wormstadt of Adams Central. That's going to be a check that. That's going to go on Tevin Anderson. Anderson picks up his second. Into the ball game now for AC is going to be Evan Lindblad. Going out will be David Boland. Also checking in for Adams Central is going to be Dylan Steinkruger. Steinkruger comes in. Wormstadt comes out. 1:29 to play here in the second quarter. 24-8. Adams Central has got the lead. Northwest will play the ball in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Schultes way out on top. Grabbing the ball there is Ellsworth. Ellsworth gets it back into the hands of Schultes. He brings it out near the 10-second line. Tevin Anderson will pick him up as Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Jason Schultes with the ball. Bounce pass. They get it to Garrett Kapp. Now down low with the ball is McNeilis. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try, no good. Ball tapped around, and finally AC grabs it. Tevin Anderson has got the ball coming back the other way. 2-on-3. Anderson sends it inside. Grabbing the ball is Lindblad. He's hammered on the play. Lindblad goes down. Little ball fake there, but he is hammered on the play right underneath the basket, and he'll go to the free throw line now for the Pats. The foul here is going to go on Travis Sleep of Northwest. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number, looks like team foul number 5 on Grand Island Northwest. Going to the free throw line will be Sam Lindblad. His shot is up there. It's good. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastings.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Adams Central 25, Northwest 8. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. End of the ball game now for AC will be Boland. Coming out is going to be Lindblad. Also checking into the ball game for AC will be Buzz Niederklein. Coming out will be Tevin Anderson. 26-8. Northwest has scored only 2 points here in the second quarter. They've been outscored 17-2 by this Adams Central Patriot team. Here's McNeilis on a short baseline right side. His shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Ellsworth at the free throw line. Sends it back down low. Battled for it. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Buzz Niederklein of Adams Central. Here come the Patriots down the right sideline. Boland has got the ball. Runs into a double team. Bounce pass down in the corner to Niederklein. Niederklein's pass is intercepted. Trying to get it back to Boland. It's intercepted. A 6 turnover on AC. Back the other way. Here's a short jumper. He banks one home. That's Jason Schultes backing one in from the left side. Off of the glass. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Under 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 26-10. Adams Central by 16. Here's Lindblad with the ball deep in the right corner. Lindblad double team, gets away, drives it down the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. Gets his own rebound. Follow shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Schultes. Lindblad misses a couple of shots at point blank range. 8 seconds to play. Schultes drives the ball to the goal. His shot is up there, it's no good, but he's fouling the play. Schultes is fouling the play here. Personal is going to be whistled on Adams Central's Dylan Steinkruger. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Jason Schultes to the free throw line. Schultes has got 4 points in the basketball game. On a couple of field goals, he's a 52% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down through the hole. Just catches the front lip and down through the hole. And the ball game now is going to be Isaiah Dawes. Dawes will check in here for Christian Ellsworth. Tevin Anderson also coming in for Adams Central. He's going to replace Buzz Niederklein. 4.8 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Next shot is going to be up there and in for Jason Schultes. 26-11 the score. Adams Central leading by 15 points, and the Patriots will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Tevin Anderson will key things in. Anderson looking at to Bolin. Races down the right sideline across the 10-second line. Throws up a shot. It is off of the back iron. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play here tonight at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest. The score at halftime, it's Adams Central 26, Grand Island Northwest 12. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest. Boys High School basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. 26-12. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots led 11-6 at the end of the first quarter of play. AC hunkered down on defense in quarter number two here tonight. Grand Island Northwest with six turnovers here in the first half, and Adams Central has made them pay for the most part. The Patriots have got the lead 26-12 here at halftime. Jason Schultes leading the way for Northwest so far. He's got 6 points in this first half. Tyler Warmstadt, he's hit 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points for Adams Central. So the score is 26-12 in favor of the Patriots here at halftime. In the girls' ball game tonight earlier, no contest. The second-ranked Grand Island Northwest throttles the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 76-31. The Patriots actually had the lead in this ball game with 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first quarter at 5-3. The Vikings came back to grab a 6-5 advantage, and it was lights out from there as the Patriots never sniffed the lead again. It was 13-9 late in the first quarter. That's when Grand Island Northwest went a 21-0 run to bridge the first and second quarters. It was 34-9 late in the second quarter. The first half ended 36-11. Then Northwest scored the next 14 points to begin the third quarter of play. They jump out on top by a score of 50-11. They led it 59-21 after three. They got the running clock going in the fourth quarter with a 45-point-plus lead. And the Grand Island Northwest Vikings go on to beat Adams Central tonight in a girls' game by a score of 76-31. Josie Bumgardner led the way for Adams Central. She scored 10 points in the ball game. Carly Bostock had 8. Alexis Grimmett had 6 points. Brittany Wiseman had 3. And Morgan Bradenkamp had 2 points. Meanwhile, for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest, Mackenzie Brown in that girls' game, she scored 24. It was Katie Plocky scoring 16. Aaron Sorahan had 11 points. Kennedy Keyser actually contributed 12 in the ball game tonight. There are other scores in the ball game. Erin Schleicher, she had 5 points. Callie Growich, she got in the late in the ball game, scored 3. Kelsey Plocky had 2. Hannah Rathke had 2. Northwest now 12-1 in the season. They will play at Hastings High next Friday night. Adams Central, they dropped to 4 wins and 10 losses in girls play. The Patriots will take on Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Other action going on as far as the Hastings schools are concerned tonight. St. Cecilia has the night off after playing last night against Minden. The Hastings High Tigers are on the road tonight playing at McCook. We're at halftime of our boys' high school basketball game tonight from the Rosencrantz Gym. The score, Adams Central 26. Grand Island Northwest 12. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Boys High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime. 26-12 is the score. Adams Central is out on top of Grand Island Northwest. Checking the scoring here in the ball game for GI Northwest. Jason Schultes is leading the way. He has got 2 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Schultes has got 6 points in the ball game. Brooke Brown, he's got a field goal for 2. Garrett Kemp, he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 2 points. And Derek McNeilis has been held to just 2 points here tonight by Adams Central. That was on a field goal. McNeilis scored 16 the other night against Hastings St. Cecilia. Northwest 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, but from the field, they cannot buy a basket here tonight. They are 4 out of 25 in the first half, for only 16% from the field. And Northwest has fallen behind by 14 points here at halftime. Adams Central, they're being led so far by Kyler Wormstead. Boy, he's had the hot hand. Wormstead has got 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points in the ball game. David Bullen has got a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points. Tevin Anderson, he's got 5 points and a 3 and a 2. Alex Keller, he's got a field goal for 2 points. And Sam Lindblad, he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. Adams Central got to the line just 2 times there in the first half. Thanks to Sam Lindblad. Unofficially, 6 turnovers in the ball game on Adams Central. Northwest has got 6, but the problem of Vikings shooting only 16% in this first half of play against the Adams Central Patriot defense. 26-12 is the score. Tomorrow we've got more basketball for you on our network of stations. Here on 1230 KHAS, we'll have college basketball, Morningside playing at Hastings. Pre-game show will be at 1:45 with the women's game at 2. The men's game will be at 4 o'clock. I'll have the action for you from the Osborne Sports Complex tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. High school basketball, too. Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing at Kearney Catholic tomorrow. You can catch that doubleheader during the afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Pre-game show will be at 2:15. The girls' game will be at 2:30 with the boys to follow at 4:15. St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic tomorrow afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. And then tomorrow night on ESPN Radio, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you get Grand Island playing at Kearney High. Pre-game show will be at 5 o'clock. Girls' game will be at 5:15. The boys' game will be at 7 o'clock. The Nebraska women's basketball team will play on Sunday. They'll take on Purdue on Sunday. That will be at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. That will be an afternoon game, 3:45 for the pregame here on 1230 KHAS with a tip-off at 4. The Hastings College, rather the Nebraska men, they will play on Monday night against Ohio State. That will be at home. Catch that game on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5 pregame at 5 with a tip-off at 6. We're at halftime here of our boys' high school basketball game. Grand Island Northwest trailing the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 26-12. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Rosencrantz Gym. The score is 26-12. Adams Central has got the lead here in boys high school basketball. Getting that girls game tonight, it was Grand Island Northwest over Adams Central by a score of 76-31. So it'll be Northwest playing the ball in here to begin the second half of play. The Vikings will shoot to our basket to our left. Northwest again shooting only 16% from the floor so far here in this basketball game. Jason Schultz has got the ball in the high post to get it to Garrett Kemp down low. Here's a shot off the window. It's going to be no good there by Schleep, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. They're going to give the ball here to Northwest. So the Vikings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket just underway here in the third quarter. Jason Schultz will inbound the ball here for the Vikings, dressed in their white uniforms with their gold trim here tonight. There's Brooke Brown with the ball on the wing on the left side. Brooke Brown gives it up here to Schultz. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Just underway in the second half, the Patriots lead by 14. It is 26-12. Bounce pass in the high post. That's Brooke Brown with the ball. Dumps it down low. That's McNeilis. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Derek McNeilis scoring there as the second field goal of the ball game, and now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Derek McNeilis, he is averaging 13 points per ball game for the Vikings, a 6'4" and senior for GI Northwest. Sam Lindblad picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Shot from the free throw line by McNeilis is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Evan Lindblad. So it's a 26-14 ball game now. Adams Central with a 12-point lead. Here's David Bolin with the ball. Now to Warmstead. Gives it back to Bolin. He thought about the three-pointer from just to the right of the circle, but passed it up. Bolin retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Bolin dribbling with the ball. Moves it right to left across the top of the key. Now drives it toward the goal. Is running one-hander. Is no good. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here. It looks like Bolin is going to be the guilty party. That's going to be the case. Rather, Kyler Warmstead, I think, is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be a, nope, it's going to be David Bolin. All right. I thought he said 44, but it's going to be 14. David Bolin picking up his second personal foul. 26-14. There's a pass down low to McNeilis. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. McNeilis grabs the ball again. Spins in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Derek McNeilis scores. And I think somebody got conked in the eye. Here's Brooke Brown. He's going to come to the sideline. He got poked in the eye. He's going to have to check out. Christian Ellsworth comes back into the ballgame now for Grand Island Northwest. So now the Vikings have cut the lead down to 10 points here in the third quarter at 26-16. It was 14 at halftime. Derek McNeilis getting a couple of field goals here so far in the third quarter of play. Adams Central comes back with the ball with a 10-point lead, 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. Here's Warmstead with the ball. High right side. Warmstead rolling with it. Gets away. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes for the goal. Leaves it out here in the baseline to Lindblad. Back out on top to Anderson. Down to Warmstead in the corner. Shot for three. Yes! Tyler Warmstead hitting another three-pointer. He's now got 15 points in the ballgame and 5 three-pointers for AC. 29-16. Back to a 13-point lead. Bolin gets a steal at the 10-second line. Bolin drives, goes to Anderson. Shot is up there good. Kevin Anderson scores. Bolin gets the assist. Bolin gets the steal. For Grand Island Northwest, that's their seventh turnover of the ballgame. And Adams Central is out to a 15-point lead. 31-16 is a Patriots apply a little pressure down here. They get it to Kept in the lane. It sounds up there at him. Garrett Kept scoring there for Grand Island Northwest. That's his first field goal. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. 31-18 the score. Adam Central leading by 13 points under 6 minutes to play. Here's Bolin, drives it, leaves it down in the corner. That's going to be Wormstad again for three. It's another one. Unbelievable. Kyler Wormstad now with 18 points in the ballgame. The guy hasn't shown that all season long. Wormstad with 6 3-pointers in the basketball game. 34-18. Kemp takes it down to the baseline. McNeilis, his shot from 17 won't go. Rebound comes down to Anderson. Anderson gets the ball to Bolin, running back the other way out to Wormstad. Wormstad again. This time he's covered up by the Northwest defense. Now he cranks up the three. That one's going to be a little bit longer, and he misses it. And the rebound comes down here to Jason Schultes down the near sideline to Ellsworth. He tries to drive the baseline. Can't do it. It's shut off by Lindblad. Pass comes back out on top to Garrett Kemp. Kemp gets it into the hands now of Jason Schultes, who brings it out into three-point territory, runs the offense on the wing. Ellsworth has got it. Now to Kemp to the top of the key over on the right side, a three-pointer put up there no good by Schleep. Rebound lost out of bounds. It'll be last touch by the Patriots. Ellsworth was there, and he had it knocked out of his hands by Sam Lindblad. Into the ball game now for Adams Central will be Buzz Niederklein. Niederklein comes in. Sam Lindblad checks out. 4:55 to play in the third quarter. It's 34-18. Adams Central out on top here in boys high school basketball. Here's Ellsworth for three from the wing. His shot no good. Offensive rebound. McNeilis. His shot is up there good, and he's fouling the play. Derek McNeilis. He's hit 3 field goals here in the third quarter. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Tevin Anderson. That's going to be his third foul. McNeilis will go to the free throw line now for Grand Island Northwest. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Alex Keller. Keller comes in. Tevin Anderson checks out. So Derek McNeilis will go to the free throw line. He's a 69% foul shooter in the season. He's 0 out of 1 for the free throw line tonight. McNeilis sets, eyes the bucket, dips the knees, fires the shot up there. Good. 34-21. Adams Central has got the lead. Here comes David Bolin back now for AC. David Bolin goes over on the far side. That's Alex Keller. Holds it. Now to Wormstad at the elbow. Comes over here on the right side. Now to Buzz Niederklein. Takes it down on the baseline. Shot's going to be blocked down by McNeilis. And the ball is recovered here by Kept. Garrett Kept has got the ball for Grand Island Northwest down the near sideline. Leaves it back here to Schultes. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goes over to Ellsworth. Now to Schultes out here in three-point territory. Schultes drives the ball against Wormstad. He runs into Bolin. Now we got a traveling violation. Schultes drove the ball into a couple of Adams Central defenders, and it gets whistled for the traveling violation. That's 8 turnovers now in Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central comes back with the basketball. 4:17 to play here in the third quarter. It's a 13-point lead for the Patriots. 34-21. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Bolin with it now. David Bolin, double-teamed out here, hands it away in three-point territory to Keller. Out here to Sam Lindblad, down in the corner. That's Wormstad with the ball. Picked up there by Schultes. The Vikings keeping their eyes on Wormstad. He fires up a long-range three again. A shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound comes down to Kemp. Garrett Kemp with the ball now for the Vikings. Gets it away to Schultes. Long pass ahead. They get it down to Brooke Brown. His baseline jumper from 10. Good. Brooke Brown scores from the right baseline. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 34-23. Now we got a whistle as the Patriots brought the ball into the offensive zone. A foul is called on Brooke Brown. That's going to be his second. So Brown picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 2 on Northwest here in the second half of play. Here comes Isaiah Dawes into the ball game now. Dawes comes in. Checking out will be Garrett Kemp. So Isaiah Dawes back into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. A 6'4" and sophomore. Here comes Zach Blaze is going to come into the ball game. He did not play against St. Cecilia on Tuesday night, but Blaze into the ball game now at the 3:37 mark of this third quarter here in this ball game against Adams Central. There's Sam Lindblad. Comes across the top. The pass will be intercepted. Intercepted by McNeilis. He drives it, stops, and puts up a shot good. McNeilis with 11 points. He's got 9 points here in the third quarter alone. 34-25. It's now a 9-point lead for Adams Central. Patriots led by as many as 15 points in the ball game. That was just a few minutes ago here in the third quarter. Northwest has battled back. Here's Evan Lindblad with the ball out here. Evan Lindblad gets away from McNeilis, throws up a 10-footer. Shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Dawes. Downs has got it for Grand Island Northwest. Off to Schultes. Schultes down in the corner. There's Brooke Brown for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down here to Wormstead. Tyler Wormstead brings her back with 2:50 to play here in the third quarter. Wormstead stops right at the top of the key. Wormstead backs her on out. Now we got a timeout. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout here for the Adams Central Patriots. We'll take a break with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. Back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 34-25 is the score. Adams Central is out on top of the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Well, better late than never, I guess. Our system administrator for internet service here tonight had us blocked off of the internet service. It finally came on now. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the third quarter, that's great. Here's David Bullen driving in the lane. His shot's going to be no good, and the ball ripped out of there by GI Northwest. Here's Garrett Kemp with the ball. Garrett Kemp gets it now to Jason Schultes, and here come the Vikings. Schultes to Isaiah Dawes. Over on the right wing, they pound the ball down low to McNellis. He runs over a man, puts up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Northwest ball. Wormstead took a hit down there. So did Lindblad. Adams Central, no foul was called. McNellis cannot finish at the basket here. It's going to be Grand Island Northwest inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Adams Central has got a 9-point lead, 34-25. Jason Schultes will trigger things in. Comes way outside now to Brooke Brown. Brown about 30 feet away from the basket out here. Hands it away to Jason Schultes, and he'll set things up. Schultes runs the offense. There's Brown with the ball. Free throw line extended left side out to McNeilis. Top of the key. The Schultes. Bounce pass goes inside to Doss, and the shot is up and in. Isaiah Doss scores. It's now a 34-27 ball game. Adams Central with a 7-point lead with 1:55 to play. Here in this third quarter from Rosencrantz Gym at GI Northwest tonight. David Bullen with the ball, 4-3, a shot, good. David Bullen hits a big, big three-pointer there for AC. Gives the Patriots a 10-point lead again. David Bullen now with 8 points in the ballgame. It's 37-27. Here's Schultes with the ball down the right sideline. They got a double team on over there. Now we got a foul. Or nope, it's going to be a timeout called by head coach Garrett Ratke here on the near sideline for Grand Island Northwest. Timeout called, 1:32 to play. In the third quarter, Adams Central 37, Grand Island Northwest 27.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest. The girls' game tonight was won by Northwest over Adams Central by a score of 76-31. Adams Central going to be at home tomorrow to take on Donovan Trumbull. Should be a good doubleheader tomorrow at the Patriots gym. 1:32 to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central is out on top by 10 points. Northwest had cut the lead down to 7 at the 1:55 mark. But David Bullen comes back and hits a 3-ball for the Patriots. Adams Central had as much as a 15-point lead here in the third quarter at 31-16. But the Vikings are coming back here, and they're down by 10 points right now. Grand Island Northwest will inbound the ball off the far sideline. Jason Schultes We'll bring it back into the offensive zone here for Grand Island Northwest. Picked up there by David Bolin of Adams Central. Bounce pass on a high post. That's McNeilis with the ball. Picked up by Bolin again. Now they drop it down. Miller to Kemp. His shot is up there. It's good. Darren Kemp gets his second field goal. It's now a 37-29 ball game. It's an 8-point lead now for Adams Central. Patriots come back. Here's Bolin. He tries to drive it. We got contact made, and the foul is going to be called. David Bolin is fouling the play here. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Brooke Brown. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Brooke Brown. That's going to be team foul number two on Northwest, and no free throws here. Adams Central will play things in here on the near sideline. Alex Keller will get things in. Alex Keller to David Bolin out here. Bolin at the top of the key now drives it, kicks it out to Keller in the corner on the right side, brings it up high here on the near sideline. Now to Lundblad out here. Lundblad hands it away. That's Keller with the ball. Alex dribbling with it here at the top of the key, drives it against McNeilis. Stomps, kicks it out to Bolin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose on a baseline. Schultz had it. He lost it, and it's picked up here by Grand Island Northwest. That's McNeilis with the ball as he gets it to Schultz. Back in the offensive zone here with 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. 37-29. Adams Central with an 8-point lead here in this one. 200 pass goes out to Schleep. Schleep hands it back here to McNeilis. And Northwest will just wait here, and they'll go for the final shot. McNeilis is standing here about 5 feet in their offensive zone out here near the 10-second line. Jason Schultz has got the ball now with 10 seconds to play. Schultz now working with the ball. Schultz bounce pass here on the right side. That's Schleep with it. Cross-court pass comes over to Brown for three. Shot good. Brooke Brown throws up a three ball, and that's the end of the third quarter. And the Vikings within 5 points. Grand Island Northwest has cut a 15-point lead down to 5 points here in the third quarter. We go to the fourth and final quarter here tonight at the Rosencrantz Gym. The score, it's Adams Central 37, Grand Island Northwest 32.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Grand Island Northwest back in the basketball game. They outscored Adams Central 20-11 in the third quarter. It's now 37-32. Patriots have a 5-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Tevin Anderson gets it away to Bolin. Bolin picked up by Schultz. Gets it out to Lindblad. Lindblad out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass comes over here to Sam Lindblad. Back out to David Bolin. Bolin picked up by Schultz defensively. Bolin drives the ball down to the baseline. Hands it away. Sam Lindblad brings it up on the elbow. Left side of the lane. Out to Tevin Anderson. Anderson spins at the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. An air ball. Rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. And now the Vikings can slice into the lead. Northwest looking to break a 5-game losing streak here tonight. Here's Brooke Brown. Pounds it down low to McNeilis. A shot good. Derek McNeilis, he's had a great second half. McNeilis with 13 points. He has got 11 so far here in the second half, and it's 37-34. The Vikings are trailing by 3 points here in the ball game. Here's Tevin Anderson with the ball. Back out on top. Now they hand it away. With the ball is David Bolin. He brings it out here into 3-point territory. David Bolin on the right side. Down to Sam Lindblad. Lindblad holds it out here in 3-point territory. Kyler Warmstadt, who's hit for 18 points here in the ball game. He tries to drive it. He retreats. Now takes it down to the baseline on a dribble. Stops. He is double teamed. Warmstadt is going to be tied up in the play. That's going to be a turnover at Adams Central as the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Grand Island Northwest. So now the Vikings can tie this ball game up with a 3-pointer. It's 37-34. Adams Central had a 31-16 lead midway through the third quarter. Vikings coming back here. Jason Schultes has got the ball to Travis Sleep on the wing. They go back door. Schultes has got it and lose the ball out of bounds. He was open as he drove the baseline. Maybe took his eyes a little bit off of the ball there that went sailing out of bounds. Turnover number 9 in the ball game for Northwest. The Vikings fell behind by halftime 26-12 after hitting only 16% from the field in the first half of play. They were 4 out of 25. But they have come back nicely here in the second half. There's Wormstad with the ball to the top of the key. Wormstad sends it over to Bolin, high left side. David Bolin comes back out to Wormstad between the circles. Tyler Wormstad using a screen out here by Sam Lindblad. Can't shake loose. Wormstad still with the ball. Comes out here, top of the key. Now to Evan Lindblad. He dribbles with the ball. Evan Lindblad hands her away again to Kyler Wormstad. Wormstad at the top of the circle. We're down to 5:50 to play. And now head coach Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Coach looking for something that's going to work out there offensively. The Vikings have the momentum here in the fourth quarter of play. We'll take a break. 5:49 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 37, Grand Island Northwest 34.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E-glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that, and find out more at www.hastings.edu. 37-34 is the score. Adams Central is out on top by 3, but the Patriots had as much as a 15-point lead here in the second half. Now the fans are in it here at GI Northwest. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindblad. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up on the baseline here by the Vikings. There's a pass to the near sideline. Finally picked up here by Brick Brown. The Vikings can put this game in a knot with a three-pointer here. Adams Central is going to go to a zone defense here. Late in the ball game, cross-court pass comes over here to Jason Schultes. Comes back out between the rings to Brick Brown. Down the wing on the right side to Schleep. Pounds the ball inside of McNeilis. He grabs the ball, shoots and misses the easy one. McNeilis has got the rebound, goes back up. His shot's going to be up. There's no good, but he's fouling the play. McNeilis battling hard in there for Grand Island Northwest, and finally a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Tevin Anderson for AC. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. Four fouls now on Anderson. Going to the free throw line will be Derek McNeilis. He'll have two shots here. McNeilis one out of two from the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. Shot short. No good. 37-34. Adams Central with a three-point lead. Nobody has scored for a while here. We're in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Derek McNeilis will have one more here for the Vikings. Again, dips to knees, throws it up there. The shot is good. The Vikings are within two. 37-35 now with 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Patriots in a dogfight here tonight against Grand Island Northwest. Here's David Bolin with the ball to Anderson for three. Shot is up there. Good. Big, big shot there by Tevin Anderson. He's got 10 points in the ball game, 5 in each half. Adams Central now leading by 5 at 40-35. Pressure by the Patriots right here at the 10-second line. Vikings bring it into the offensive zone. They go back door. There's a shot by Brooke Brown. It's up and in. Brooke Brown gets the field goal for the Vikings. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's 40-37. Again, a 3-point lead here for the Patriots. Down to 4:37 to play. Here's David Bolin with the ball. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Bolin now retreats out near the 10-second line. AC with a 3-point lead here in the fourth quarter. David Bolin drives it to the elbow, gives it away to Lindblad. Contact made out here, foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on McNeilis, I believe. Yep. Derek McNeilis picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Vikings. Tyler Wormstad will inbound the ball off of the far sideline for Adams Central. Patriots have a 3-point lead. It is 40-37. They get things into David Bolin. Bolin dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Goes over to Wormstad. He drives it. Pass back out on top. Bolin for three. Shot good. David Bolin knocks down a three. Tevin Anderson with a three. And just like that, the Patriots out on top now by a score of 43-37. Here's Garrett Kemp. He's got the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane. His passing will be intercepted by Anderson. Intercepted as he tried to bring it across the lane. That's going to be 10 turnovers on Grand Island Northwest. AC with the ball now in a six-point lead, 43-37. There's Wormstad with the ball, splits a couple of defenders down the lane. They dish off to Lindblad. His shot off the window is going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Garrett Kemp. Kemp has got it for Grand Island Northwest. Gets it into the hands of Schultes. Gets the ball ahead now to Travis Sleep for three. His shot is up there, no good. To the right sideline, and the ball is brought out of there by Wormstad. They didn't like that shot selection down here from the Northwest coaching staff. Here's Wormstad with the ball to Bolin for three. His shot is up there. It's good again. David Bolin now with 14. Adams Central has hit 3 three-pointers right in a row here. And the Patriots have built a 9-point lead again. We've got a timeout from Grand Island Northwest. David Bolin, Tevin Anderson with some big three-pointers down the stretch here. 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play. We've got a timeout to score. Adams Central 46, Grand Island Northwest 37.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Hastings College basketball tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Morningside, team from Sioux City, going to be in town to take on Hastings. Women's game will be at 2 o'clock. The guys will go at 4. Pre-game show will be at 1:45 tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. On Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, we're going to have St. Cecilia playing on the road at Kearney Catholic tomorrow. Pre-game show will be at 2:15. Girls game will be at 2:30. The boys will go at 4:15. St. Cecilia playing at Kearney Catholic tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Adams Central had a 15-point lead here in the third quarter, 31-16. Northwest able to cut the lead down to 2 points at 37-35, but Adams Central getting some big three-pointers from David Bolin and Tevin Anderson down the stretch here, and the Patriots have built the lead back up to 9 points at 46-37. There's McNeilis with the ball, takes it down in the left corner. Down there is going to be Jason Schultes. Schultes comes up high in the block now to Brooke Brown. Adams Central still in a zone defense. Moving down in the corner, back outside, down to Brooke Brown. Back down in the corner to Schultes. He drives the baseline, reverse layup is up there and in. Nice shot there by Jason Schultes. 46-39, Adams Central the lead now with 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play. We'll see if the Patriots run some clock here. Down in the corner is going to be Bolin. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brooke Brown. He falls down with the ball. It's going to be picked up here, though, by Northwest. Travis Sleep has got the ball. Travis now to Jason Schultes. So a turnover on Adams Central. That is their fourth, their ninth one of the game. Cross-court pass goes to Brown for three. Shot good. Brooke Brown throws up a three-pointer. And we got ourselves a game again. 2:15 to go. 46-42. Adams Central with a four-point lead. Patriots with the ball. Here's David Bolin to the far sideline to Anderson. Cross-court pass comes over here to Wormstad. Dribble penetration back out to Anderson. Down in the corner, Sam Lindblad has got the ball. Lindblad comes out here, hands it away to David Bolin out near the 10-second line, and now we're going to have a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Schleep, I believe, of Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be a foul on Schleep. That's going to be his second. Into the ball game for Adams Central will be Keller. Coming out will be Sam Lindblad. A minute and 57 seconds to play. Adams Central is out on top by 4 points at 46-42. Patriots have the ball here. High post. Lindblad has got it right at the top of the key. Goes to Bolin. Now to Anderson for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Tevin Anderson knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 13 points in the ball game. That's now a 49-42 ball game. Anderson and Bolin putting the team on their shoulders here late in the fourth quarter with threes. There's a three at the other end by Brown. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound to Bolin. He has it ripped out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Grand Island Northwest. It's going Brooke Brown. That'll be his fourth personal foul. That's going to be team foul number five on the Vikings. Grand Island Northwest trying to break a four-game losing streak here in this ball game tonight. They're within 7 points at 49-42 with the buck 25 left. Here's Lindblad inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane. Now throws it back out here to Bolin. Bolin comes over here to Wormstad. Now they're Warmside trying to get away. Now we're going to have a foul called. It's going to go on Travis Schleep. That's going to be his third personal foul for the Vikings. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Grand Island Northwest. So the next foul will send the Patriots to the free throw line for the 1-1. We're down to a minute and 15 seconds to play. Adams Central trying to hold on here tonight after leading by 15 points midway through the third quarter. Warmstad has got the ball. Jump pass goes over to Tevin Anderson. Anderson dribbling to the ball, takes it down on the baseline. Down to Lindblad inside the free throw circle. He won't put up the shot. Here's Warmstad with the ball, dribbling here on the near sideline. Down in the corner to Alex Keller. Keller double teamed. Now to Warmstad. Warmstad brings it out here in the 3-point territory. He's hit on the play and a foul is called. Jason Schultz is picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 7 on Northwest. So this will be a 1-1 situation now. Going to the free throw line will be Kyler Warmstad. He has had the hot hand here in this ball game. 18 points in the ball game on 6 3-pointers. He was hitting 34% from 3-point territory coming into the ball game tonight. This will be his first free throw. And his shot is up there and it is good. Kyler Warmstad with 19 points in the ball game for Adams Central. And the Patriot lead is now 8 points at 50-42 with 53 seconds to play. Kyler Warmstad will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. Couple of free throws there by Warmstad. Here come the Vikings now down the far sideline. Schultes has got the ball, and now head coach Ryan Rathke wants to call a timeout. Grand Island Northwest calls a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. 49 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 51, Grand Island Northwest 42.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Rosencrantz Gym at Grand Island Northwest here tonight. The girls' game was won by Northwest, ranked number 2 in Class B. As the Patriots fall to the Vikings tonight by a score of 76-31. Adams Central boys out on top now. 49.7 seconds to play here in this one. It's 51-42. AC with a lead over GI Northwest. Coming up after the ball game, we'll announce our players of the game. We'll have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Northwest with the ball now, trailing by 9 points. Here's Schultes with the ball. Schultes bounce pass down low. They spin down there, and the foul is going to be called. They get it inside to McNeilis, and he is fouled into play here by the Patriots. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Adams Central. It's going to go on Lindblad. Evan picks up his first personal foul. Coming down to the scores table, checking in will be Sam Lindblad. Evan, nope, it's going to be Buzz Niederklein checking out. So Jason Schultes will inbound the ball here for Grand Island Northwest. Comes over here on the left wing. The shot's going to be brought down. Brooke Brown goes up with a shot. It's blocked down by AC. Coming back the other way is Bullen, and he's hit on a play by Schultes. So a blocked shot there. A couple of Patriots were out there. They get their hands on it. As Brooke Brown threw up an attempted three-pointer there, it was knocked to the ground. It picked up here by David Bullen, and he's fouling the play as David will go to the free throw line. Schultes now with 4 personal fouls. Northwest will play at Hastings High next Friday night at the Jungle. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Bullen, and the rebound comes down to Northwest with 30 seconds to play. 51-42, Northwest trailing here in the ball game. Schultes driving the ball in the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. He's tied up on the play. McNeilis ties up Lindblad. Coming into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Alex Keller. Coming out is going to be Buzz Niederklein. Down to the scorers table, checking in. Riley Glaus now for Grand Island Northwest. Coming out will be Brooke Brown. So it's going to be AC playing the ball in here in backcourt. Jason Schultes will inbound the ball as they get it to the far sideline. Now it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Bullen over there. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Schultes. 21.9 seconds to play. Here's Christian Ellsworth coming into the ball game now for Northwest. Ellsworth will check in. And coming out of the ball game is going to be Jason Schultes. Adams Central inbound the ball. Here's Warmstad the inbound. Wormstadt will get things in. Alex Keller back to Wormstadt. He's going to be fouled here in backcourt. Riley Glaus will pick up the foul. That's going to be his first foul. Now we're going to walk to the other end and have some free throws coming up here. This will be a one-and-one situation. That's the ninth team foul called in Grand Island Northwest. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com and online at www.hastingslink.com. 19.4 seconds to play. Adams Central looking for their 10th win of the 2013-2014 season here tonight against just four losses. They're 19 seconds away from wrapping it up. Shot from the free throw line by Wormstadt is going to be up and in. Kyler has got 21 points in the ball game tonight for Adams Central. He is leading the Patriots in scoring here this evening. Kyler Wormstadt toes the mark. Second shot is up there. Good. 6 3-pointers, and he's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Adams Central with an 11-point lead again at 53-42. Bounce pass goes down to McNeilis. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the window. And the rebound comes down to Lindblad. He's fouled in the play. Derek McNeilis picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And now we're going to walk to the other end again and have some more free throws. That's going to be the 10th team foul in Northwest. So this will be a two-shot foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Evan Lindblad. He has not scored so far tonight. Lindblad, a 44% foul shooter. So tomorrow night, Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull at the Patriot Gym. Shot from the free throw line is going to be good. Of course, Zach Foster spent some time at Donovan Trumbull. Now he's the head coach at Adams Central. So that's always a good ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Lindblad. Lindblad, he hits two shots there. First 2 points in the ball game, and Adams Central has got a 13-point lead with 10 seconds to play. Down the far sideline is Schultes. He's going to drive the ball to the basket. His shoot shot is up there. It's going to be good. Schultes scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. AC plays things in, and that's going to be the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots win it tonight in boys high school basketball. Nearly coughing away a 15-point second-half lead. The Patriots led by 2 points in the fourth quarter and then got some clutch three-point shooting from David Bullen and Tevin Anderson, and they go on to win tonight over Grand Island Northwest by a score of 55-44. The Patriots now 10-4 on the season. Grand Island Northwest, they dropped their fifth in a row, and the Vikings are now 4-9. Stick around. We'll come back and check the numbers. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central wins it tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 55-44 as we check the final numbers here in the ball game. Again, the Patriots led at the end of the first quarter 11-6. AC actually scored the first 8 points of the ball game tonight. Northwest coming back to score the next six. But Adams Central led 11-6 after one quarter. Patriots led 26-12 at halftime. AC got to a 15-point lead in the second half with 31-16, led by just five at the end of three, 37-32. Northwest came back and pulled within 3 points at 37-34. It was 37-35 with 5:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. And Adams Central getting some clutch 3-point shooting down the stretch from David Bolin and Tevin Anderson They go on to win tonight by 11, 55-44. Tyler Wormstadt finishes with 22 tonight for Adams Central, 14 for David Bolin, 13 for Tevin Anderson. 2 points for Alex Keller, 2 for Sam Lindblad, 2 for Evan Lindblad. Patriots 8 out of 9 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight, and officially 9 turnovers in the ball game. Northwest 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. They turned the ball over 10 times. They were led by Derek McNeilis. He scored 14. Brooke Brown had 12. Jason Schultes had 10. 6 for Garrett Kept and 2 for Isaiah Dawes. Adams Central now 10-4 in the season. They'll get ready for Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KJS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Back at the Rosencrantz Gym again, Adams Central, a split here tonight in the girls' game. It was Northwest winning by the score of 76-31. The Adams Central boys winning on the nightcap tonight by the final score of 55-44. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS for the Adams Central girls. It was kind of a long night tonight facing the second-ranked team in Class B. They fell behind early, and they were throttled tonight 76-31. But Josie Bumgardner comes up with 10 points in the ball game tonight. Carly Bostock had 8 points offensively for AC. For the Adams Central Patriot boys, Skyler Wormstadt, 22 points in the ball game tonight. He had 12 in the first half and 10 more in the second half. David Bolin in double figures again with 14. Tevin Anderson has some big three-pointers down the stretch. He scores 13 points. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
For Shelter Insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Our players of the game tonight for Adams Central, for the Adams Central girls, it'll be their leading scorer, Josie Bumgardner. She was really all the offense they had here tonight as Bumgardner. She knocks down a couple of three-pointers, had a couple of two-point field goals, and she was 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Josie scoring 5 points in the first half, 5 more in the second half. She scores 10. For the Adams Central boys, Kyler Wormstadt, he bails the Patriots out of here as he hits 6 three-pointers in the ball game tonight. It was 4-for-4 from the free throw line, scores 12 in the first half, 10 more in the second half. Kyler Wormstadt, 22 points. He's our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central boys basketball team. So Wormstadt and Bumgardner are players of the game tonight for Adams Central. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way. As more post-game coverage continues, you're on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Going to Bolin, it's up for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
Back here at the Rosencrantz Gym, Adams Central wins it tonight over the Northwest Vikings, winning by the score of 55-44. As head coach Zach Foster will join us on the postgame show. And, Coach, it was nip and tuck at the end. You guys had a 15-point lead there in the third quarter, but really had to hang on down the stretch to win this thing.
Yeah, I was really proud of our kids. Just, you know, the first half was about as proud as you could be as the coach for carrying out a game plan. And, you know, we're a little shorthanded with a couple guys out tonight, and our kids just really responded and competed. And that was the number one goal on the board, is to be more disciplined and be tougher. And I thought for the first 16 minutes, for sure we were. And then you give credit to Northwest and their kids and their coaches, because they made some adjustments and really came out in the third and made a run at us. And, again, I was proud of our kids and not fearing the moment, not blinking in that moment, and then responding down the stretch.
What did Northwest do in that third quarter?
Well, we said in pregame we had to make it a guard game. We had to make press a little bit, trap a little bit, make it a guard game. If it became a post game, they were going to win, because they were so big and strong, and they just had some advantages inside. And in the first half, they hardly ever got it inside because of our defense and running around and trapping a little bit. And in the third quarter, you could see their number one emphasis at halftime was, we got to get the ball inside. And they went right at us every possession, and then they got it inside more. We weren't scoring as much, so we couldn't press as much, so we had to play straight defense. And when they got it inside, they had advantages.
Outscored you 23-10 in the third quarter. Check that. The squad scored you in the third quarter, 22-11, and that's a third quarter, and then really made it a game in the fourth and final quarter. It actually cut the lead down to 2 points at one time, and then your three-point shooting kind of took over. Hit some big, big threes from the perimeter.
Yeah, and, you know, like I told the paper, that line about living and dying by the three, I mean, some people hear that and kind of think that's a bad way to play, but that's just kind of the nature of our team. When we make shots, we're pretty good. And, you know, when we went and played Aurora and some other teams and we couldn't throw in the ocean, well, we're not very good. And so tonight, lucky for us, we made some shots, had some guys step up. Kyler, in his first start of his career, had 22 and played like a veteran. And so just really proud of our guys. And, again, I mean, it's not a mystery that we're going to shoot a lot of threes. That's just the nature of our team. And, again, when we make them, I like our squad. We miss them, I like our squad, but we're a lot better when we make them, obviously.
Again, Garrett Sittner did not play tonight for Adams Central. Did Wormstad's performance, did that surprise you at all?
Not really. I mean, I told you before he came on today, I mean, he's basically a starter. He's our sixth man. He's good enough to start. We like starting Sam because of his size a little bit. But Kyler plays he's definitely in our top five guys as far as minutes played. So we look at him as a starter.
You talked about not having a good inside game. You either live or die by the three-pointer. Is that something you're going to have to develop here in the next month or so in order to maybe make a run this year?
Oh, I think so. I mean, and we work on it every day. It's not like we're ignoring it. We just know what our strengths are. And, you know, I don't care who you are. If you're GICC, you're going to throw the ball to Johanna Gaifon every time, because that's their strength. And our strength is our perimeter shooting. But people aren't stupid. They're going to come out and climb on us. So what we talk a lot about is, we got to be able to get Evan the ball and get him some touches. And we got to be able to put the ball on the floor and drive it. Because if we just stay on the outside, good teams are going to beat us. They're going to take that away.
When you had the lead chopped down to 2 points defensively, what'd you do against the Northwest? Looked like they were bothered to get a little bit again after that.
Well, we decided we have a 1-2-2 zone. We haven't really played it a lot, and we went to that just because we thought they were getting the ball inside pretty much at will against our man. And they hit a couple threes. They hit two threes against our zone, but they also settled for some shots, and they didn't get inside chances. And I don't know if that was a huge difference, but I thought going zone helped us overall.
You guys went on the road. It's been a while since you maybe picked up a win on the road, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know when the last one was. We didn't play very well at Loop City last week. I guess it would have been up at Wayne in the tournament. So,
all right, so now you got a home match tomorrow with Donovan Trumbull. This is going to be an athletic bunch coming in here tomorrow night. Very good. We saw them earlier this year against St. Cecilia.
Yeah, they're tremendous. I mean, you don't win a state championship in football without having athletes, and they've got tremendous athletes. I mean, you put Slough and Williams in the backcourt, and Creighton Burr might be the best player in our conference. You know, they're 2'6" guys, a 6'1" kid who's athletic, who's an all-state quarterback, and then they got the two all-state running backs. I mean, every one of their perimeter players was an all-state football player. You know, and it's just, they got tremendous athletes. It's going to be a great challenge for our kids, especially being a man or two down.
Okay, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots win it here tonight over Grand Island Northwest by the score of 55-44. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Back here at the Rosencrantz Gym, it was Adams Central winning tonight by a score of 55-44. The Adams Central girls, they lose tonight to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 76-31. Tomorrow night, Hastings College basketball for you here on 1230 KHS. The Broncos will take on the Mustangs of Morningside on the air with the pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHS. Over on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR tomorrow. We'll have high school basketball. St. Cecilia will play at Kearney Catholic. Pregame show will be at 2:15, 2:30 for the girls' game, 4:15 for the boys. We'll have it for you on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR. That'll do it for Grand Island here tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Grand Island.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.